Fastest woman in Australia. Have you gotten used to people saying that yet, Tori?
I think I have. A lot of people have been saying it now, so I think I have.
I saw you at the Track Classic last year, and I think one like little girl wanted a photo with you, and that was just about it. And now we see people like fighting for your shoes and like grandstands and stuff. When you first like broke the record, were you kind of like expecting all of this to come out of it?
No, not at all. Like when I got my record, there wasn't that many people there, and then I think my first Track Classic after that, it was just insane, like people yelling my name and everything, and I was like, what the hell? But no, it's nice to have people like want to get your photo and stuff, but yeah, it's definitely a massive change from last year.
And you're 19, right? So like still kind of a teenager. Like, are there things you do to kind of like keep you grounded or just have like the normal teenager like experience?
Yeah, I mean, I just think friends are the most important thing for that. You know, my friends that I've been friends with since high school, hang out with them. I'm not the fastest woman in Australia. I'm like just the same as I was in high school to them. So yeah, it's really nice being treated the same by them.
Yeah, that's cool. I guess having people that can kind of like keep you grounded and like, because I kind of have that as well with like, you know, missing a bit of school. Like, how did you kind of like deal with that? Just like,
yeah, exactly. And, you know, not having people kind of like look at you like, oh my God, just look at you normally. Yeah. So it's really good to have that in your life. Yeah.
And just a bit more about competing again. You won the 200 meter at the state titles in Queensland last week. Do you kind of see yourself as a like mainly 100 or 200 runner, or do you kind of want to focus on like both?
Oh, 200 definitely. 200 is my favorite by far.
Okay.
But the 100 is the blue ribbon event, so yeah, I'm always going to keep doing hundreds. But if I had to choose, I'd pick a 200 every day.
Is there a specific reason for that? Like, do you like the 200 more?
I just think it's a lot more satisfying. You know, you got to work for it. You go around the bend. You're getting a bit tired, you've got to push through it, and then, you know, when you finish, it's worth it. So 100 is just over too quickly.
No, that reason's fair enough. That's true, it might be over too quickly.
Yeah.
And last, you've got the Olympics coming up. Last year you went to the World Champs. So what did you kind of take away from that experience, just being surrounded by, you know, some of the best like runners on the planet, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, last year at Worlds I watched a lot of them, how they did it, and, you know, like just their professionalism, and I think I can take that into the Olympics this year. But yeah, being surrounded by the best in the world was pretty amazing.
It'll be super exciting to see where you go this year. Thanks so much again, Tori. Have you had kind of chats with your coach, just like figuring out what events to focus on, or are you just trying to do as much as you can going into this big year?
Yeah, I racing at events like this and down in Melbourne, I'm kind of just throwing myself into everything. So I raced Melbourne States like a month ago or so, and I was doing 100, 200, 400, 1500. And then here I'm racing 50, 100, 200, 400, 800 and the 200 fly. So wow. I think it's important at meets like this just to back up and keep doing different events. No one's rested or tapered or anything like that. It's more just practicing racing going into the Olympic year, which is so exciting. It's crazy how quickly everything's coming around, but I'm really excited to put my best foot forward in June and see what happens.
And it is quite competitive as well. I think you've got almost, you know, like 10 Aussie girls just in the 100 freestyle.
Yeah.
Like, do you like that rivalry?
Yeah, it's really cool. I do the 100 for a bit of fun. I watch some of those girls swim and I just have no idea how they swim that fast, so I'm happy to keep my shortest event as the 200 free, but even the depth for our 200 is just insane. So the 4x2 will be an incredible event to hopefully be a part of at the Olympics. But I think the depth that Australia's got at the moment in swimming is just through the roof.
Yeah, and it is an Olympic year, like you mentioned, obviously. And so it'll be super exciting, I guess, for you to go this year. You know, you train with Emma McKeon, who's obviously an Olympian. Your mom's an Olympian. Your Dawn Fraser's, you know, goddaughter. Just hearing about it, does that just make you want to, you know, give you even more motivation?
Absolutely. I got the opportunity to go to the original Olympic Stadium last year in Greece. So it's actually my screensaver. So it's the first thing when I wake up is the Olympic rings. Yeah, to hopefully follow in my mum's footsteps would be really special. And obviously having Dawn in my corner is just one of the most incredible relationships. So I miss Tokyo by one spot, and it's not something that I ever want to feel that way ever again. So I'm doing absolutely everything in my power to put myself in the best position going into trials this year.
Well, Eleanor, nice to see you. You're back from Europe now. How was all that?
Yeah, it was good. Didn't go how I would have liked, but it's early in the season, it's early in the year, and so still kind of easing into what I know I can do. And so I'm just really looking forward to competing and getting that comp fitness. And I just feel like I'm pushing at the barriers of, you know, soon to do what I know I can. I'm in good shape, so.
Yeah, like you mentioned, you were out for injury, and you did come back from injury last year, though, to win silver at the World Champs a few months later. Are you confident that you can kind of, I guess, turn it around if, you know, it kind of gets?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I definitely pride myself on being someone who can compete at a major championship. And so having done that in the last 2 years, it gives me great strength and you know, even when sometimes it feels like it's really hard work to compete and jump high, I know I'm in really good condition, and I know that when it comes to later in the year for Paris, I know I can fall back on a lot of strengths to be able to do what I want to do.
And I imagine you are like quite focused on the Olympics right now, kind of, you know, it's a pretty big year. Is there anything you do to kind of just make sure that you're not like getting mentally overtaken, like just always, I guess, kind of thinking about it?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess doing things that just make me feel like Eleanor, because, you know, you do all you can to prepare and to, I guess, obsess about, you know, what you can do and performance and trying to tick all the right boxes. But at the end of the day, doing things that I love and enjoy. And so that might be just spending time with friends and family and reading and knitting and and doing those things and going to the ocean and whatnot to just kind of take that pressure off.
Like balancing it out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still human and I'm a bit of a dorky one sometimes, and so you know, it makes it easier to feel like I have that strength within to perform in front of an audience and try and bring the best out of myself.
Yeah, I've just got one more, on a bit of a different note. Two of the best high jumpers in Australia, or I guess in the world right now, both Aussies, yourself and Nicola Olishlagers, who are both like kind of champions indoors and outdoors. How do you kind of view that rivalry, like with her?
It's a wonderful thing. No, there's just a huge amount of respect between the both of us, I would say. And so we haven't competed against each other a huge amount in the last couple of years, but every time I do, and especially when it comes to a final at a major championship, to see another Australian and to see more Australian flags or something like this in the audience, and that kind of support is a beautiful thing. And so I think it's a beautiful rivalry, but I wouldn't even call it a rivalry in the sense that it's a lot of respect.
And it's a pretty big year this year, and I guess you got a taste of gold in the mixed relay at the World Champs last year. How much does that just motivate you for Paris?
Yeah, it's been exciting, you know, coming off Worlds last year, breaking the world record and finally beating GB to get the gold. It was very exciting. It's such a good memory for sure. Coming off an injury last year in December, so slowly getting back into racing. I've been a bit late to get back into racing compared to others. Had my first race this year in January, so missed out on state champs last year, but, you know, leading into trials, we have 3 months now, so it's definitely exciting to come back to Sydney and race before nationals. I guess after this meet, we have 5 weeks before nationals and then 4 weeks leading into trials. So it's cutting close, but again, just excited to be here and be racing.
Yeah, it's all coming around very soon. And I know you're still pretty young, but you're kind of more of a leader in the, I guess, Australian like Paralympic team. Do you think that you've kind of got that responsibility to kind of lead the girls, you know, going into nationals and also the Paralympics?
Yeah, you know, coming into these sort of meets, I never classify myself as a dolphin, even though I am, and I've been on the team now since I was 15. Debuted in Rio, so it feels like I've been on the team for ages, but, you know, just coming down to these meets, there's so many younger athletes coming through now, which, you know, humbles me as a senior athlete now on the team. And, you know, it's definitely getting harder to qualify and make teams, but that just shows that the world's getting faster and we have so many talented swimmers coming through. So I just enjoy racing in the mix with them and, again, being here at a great facility. So
I guess kind of speaking of the younger girls coming through, just last, is there anyone that you think could kind of have a breakout 2024?
There's definitely a few that I'm keeping my eye on, not only just in Australia, but across the world. You know, I am turning 24 this year and we have 15 through to 19-year-olds emerging with such great talent. So I'm sure there's definitely going to be a few to watch out for. But again, just enjoying meeting everyone, whether we're senior dolphins or up-and-coming athletes.
It's been a pretty big weekend for you, Jazz, but congratulations. It's a pretty big year as well. What does it kind of look like for you?
Yeah, you're right. It is huge. It's a big year, Paralympic year, and this is the third comp for me for the year so far. I'm doing a comp every month, and to have already done some pretty good times is a good sign, so it's looking like it's going to be good.
Yeah. I was wondering, because you were competing in the multi-class, and I guess you're kind of competing against the clock instead of your competitors. I think that's how they work it out. Do you kind of like that?
Yeah, I do like that. I think it's really nice that we get to race all the classes, and I get to race against some really fast people and just all kinds of different people. I think that's really great and it pushes me to be better.
And I think you're only 19 now and you've gone all over the place already. You've been travelling Italy, Germany, for example. Do you have a favourite place so far?
I loved Portugal for our 20, 2022 Worlds. That was amazing. We went to Madeira. It's a beautiful island. Oh, wow, okay. Such a special place. So I'd love to go there again, but that's definitely a highlight for me.
Yeah, I think I saw some of that on your Instagram. You must be excited to possibly go to Paris again this year.
Yes,
as well.
I'm very excited. Fingers crossed. It's looking positive so far, so we'll just keep heading in that direction.
You're not even 20 yet. That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. When I reflect on stuff that's already happened in my life, it's overwhelming, but it's a real privilege.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you this year, Jess.
Thank you so much.